Today's Centenarians by Dr. Eric Plasker. Today's centenarians are bewildered by their extended lives. They reached their milestone with no strategic plan or idea of their longevity potential. But because they grew up with public hygiene and sanitation innovations, and without big pharma and an aggressive vaccination schedule in their formative years, many built robust immune systems naturally. If they avoided an unhealthy lifestyle, their body's adaptive capabilities, for the most part, grew strong. Their bodies did what they were supposed to do and healthily adapted. Today's adults and children do not have that advantage. Plus, many have more faith in pharma than they do in their own body's innate ability to heal. Through the 100-year lifestyle, I had been speaking worldwide for decades about a long and healthy life being birthright time, not borrowed time. This was long before it was popular, well before most saw the wave of centenarians coming. Whether they liked it or were prepared for it or not, there was a good possibility that they could live to 100 or longer. I was both chastised and praised for being unwavering and relentless in this message, which, today, is more important and timely than ever. When Max, my inspiration, died in my arms at the age of 100, in pain, broke, and alone, I knew I had to step up. I felt a calling I never asked for, but was compelled to fulfill. No one should suffer as Max did for decades. Certainly, no one should die like Max did, especially knowing now that we have choices. People need to think about their lifestyle choices and how those choices will affect them in the future. Also, people need to develop a long-term healthcare plan to avoid becoming a victim of polypharmacy, a burden to loved ones, and a memory care resident for a decade. When we created the 100-year lifestyle, our vision was to provide resources to help people live at 100% for 100 years or more. Today, our website offers resources in areas including health, finances, relationships, parenting, nutrition, personal growth, and so much more. We want people to live their best day every day, in every way. These resources are designed to help make wise choices for yourself and your family. For example, people need to know that they can live healthy without pharmaceuticals. Big pharma and allopathic regulators are pros at taking credit for health they did not create. Then, passing the blame, with zero liability, for health issues they are solely responsible for. So many of the plagues on our society, like opioid-related suicides and vaccine deaths, for example, are due to poor health policy, coercion, fear-mongering, and drug reactions. Sadly, there's a lot of money in creating and keeping alive a neurologically damaged person. Learning from my family history. In my family, there is a history of heart disease and cancer. My dad had a heart attack at 49. He lived to 78, but by age 68, he had become bedridden with statin-induced dementia. My brothers and I made many different choices. Today, I am a healthy 60-year-old man on zero medication. My chiropractor is my primary healthcare provider. When my wife and I had our family, we chose to raise our 3 kids without shots, drugs, or regular pediatric visits. They were healthier kids as a result. All 3 chose to become chiropractors. I share our story when I speak to parents at events, on video calls, and at corporate events. Over the years, many families in our community raised their children the same way and are healthier because of it. Families receiving chiropractic care, as Del Bigtree said in my most recent interview with him, are growing with an immediately recognizable glow. People need to know that they can choose to live their 100-year lifestyle and that this holistic parallel health system already exists. So, why are people attacked for making these decisions for their families? If everyone raised their families without pharma or pediatricians, except in emergencies, they may also become healthier centenarians. Plus, the allopathic model and pharma as we know it would crumble. Many families are living their long-term health vision by utilizing chiropractic care as a part of their lifestyle. Not only were chiropractors named essential workers in 2020, but they have long been recognized as essential healthcare providers by families of healthy patients. It is indisputable that a healthy spine and nervous system are essential for a healthy, long life. Everyone needs chiropractic care. Many chiropractors across the country are providing this health leadership for their communities. They are working with other holistic practitioners for the good of their patients in crisis and lifestyle care and helping people make this transition. Living healthier to 100 requires a healthy nervous system. Living a healthy lifestyle, eating right, and exercising are not enough if your spine and nervous system are not healthy. This can severely impact your quality of life. The degeneration can be devastating. Because we're talking about the nervous system, the consequences of lack of care are more than musculoskeletal. They can be systemic. Chiropractic is not about just treating symptoms, it's about optimizing the function of the nervous system. When choosing a chiropractor or any other holistic practitioner, it's crucial to find a provider who sees your health through the longevity lens. Not all do. At the 100-Year Lifestyle, we are constantly adding new content, new information, and new providers to our network. We are looking for wellness leaders who share our vision so that we can refer others to them. We all must work together to bring this vision of healthy longevity to everyone. And it must start with our children. The latest statistics are out, and unfortunately, life expectancy has seen its sharpest drop since World War II. Yet, at the same time, centenarians continue to be one of the fastest-growing demographics. How is this contradiction possible? It is now clear what is bringing the life expectancy down. Children and young adults raised differently from today's centenarians are dying younger and sicker than ever. As a country, we must take back our health and make lifestyle choices through our longevity lens. This means making healthier food choices and taking action to eliminate environmental toxins. There are thousands of chemicals on the planet today that did not exist 30 years ago. They are wreaking havoc on our neurology that affects every other aspect of our bodies, including immunity, hormone regulation, sex pattern development, digestion, elimination, and the list goes on. We recently started seeing a patient who has been on bioidentical thyroid hormones for nearly 20 years. She started getting specific chiropractic adjustments and her need for hormones was reduced significantly because her thyroid started working better naturally. Our bodies have an amazing innate intelligence. Support your body by removing the interference and it has the potential to heal, regenerate, and thrive. As you start to look at your life through the longevity lens, visit our website to determine your minimum longevity potential. Be sure to download our free ebooks on Becoming a Least Vulnerable Person, Exciting Neuroscience Breakthroughs, and Raising Super Healthy Families. Come back often as you start down the road to a long and healthy life. If you could use some guidance on your journey, find a 100-year lifestyle provider near you.